My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome in to Gwen and Chris on a Tuesday afternoon. Yesterday, Get straight to it. Was not a good one for the Padres. They continue to lose ball games on the road. I believe this is now, was it 7 straight? 8 straight on the road?
8 straight losses on the road? Yeah, yes. Chris is saying yes. 8 straight.
Yes. Eight straight losses.
Oh, man, when you put it in perspective like that, sorry.
I mean, listen, there's no way to get around it at this point right now. Yesterday was a third consecutive start from a Padre pitcher that didn't get to the fifth. And, you know, that has resulted in different kinds of losses, but nonetheless losses. And the Padres look to regroup against a tough one here tonight. Aaron Nola on the bump for the Phillies. And then, you know, after today, it doesn't get any easier. Rangers Suarez. So, I guess the good thing is it's a right-handed pitcher,
yeah,
which is, you know, hasn't caused the same heartache as the lefties have. But you know, the thing about baseball, we talk about it often, Chris. Another game is right around the corner.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing for the Padres right now. You know, it's hard to come up with anything positive after last night. Unless you're Mike Schilt. I don't know whether to applaud this guy or just, you know, make it seem like he's driving me crazy. But, I mean, after that game last night, you know, at least what he said in the paper today should make everybody feel just fine about the way things are. He said things are going along okay. He says he expects his team to be where it wants to go in October. He commended their great defensive play last night. He did admit that this was a game that, quote, got away from them. But, you know, at least in his mind, or at least what he's saying publicly, he's not in any kind of getting ready for any kind of panic mode or anything of that nature, Tony. I know they're only 2 games below 500, which is about the same as being two games above 500 when we were feeling good on Friday. And, you know, that didn't last very long, so maybe they turn it right back around. You know, I know the people here in San Diego are, I think we're trying to, you know, just nod our head in agreement with Mike Schilt and say, okay, everything's going to be fine, but I don't think we 100% believe ourselves. So we'll see.
I mean, as it pertains to the Padres, I don't know that it matters what we were believing or not.
That's true.
they have to go out and they have to play better than what they've played here in the recent stretch of road games. I mean, they played better at home. And, you know, maybe that's what this is. Maybe it's starting to even itself out on the road. The Padres were 9 over 500 before the 8-game skid on the road. And then, you know, they were, what, I think it was 6-7 games under before that last couple of homestand, or before the last homestand. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe it's evening out. Either way, it's not fun to go through any of this stuff, to watch the team, you know, now lose 4 consecutive games on this road trip in particular. But, you know, again, they get a chance to do something different today.
Yeah, one thing that might be fun to do different is see if the Phillies might be willing to just give Kyle Schwarber a day off. I don't know what to do with this guy.
He's a Padre killer.
I mean, he comes up last night, hits, you know, walks, then he homers deep into the bullpen, and then he walks again, then he bring a lefty in and he homers deeper into the bullpen, and he's waving at the bullpen, and I don't know what the Padres can do. The stunning thing to me is that he only has 16 home runs this year, because it honestly feels like he's hit that many alone in the 4 games against the Padres. And, you know, going back to that playoff a couple of years ago, we don't have an answer as to how to get this guy out. And, you know, so, I mean, I know Randy Vasquez had a bad start, but I mean, nobody can get Schwarber out. So I maybe the only nice thing about it is that he bats leadoff. The most runs he can account for in the first inning is 1. I don't know what to do with this guy, Tony. I mean, it's crazy to me.
The cold part about Schwarber is that he actually is, you know, the last 2 years he's hit below 200. He's hitting like 250 right now. He hasn't been below 200 since he left, you guessed it, San Diego. So and that was that was like about a month ago at this point. Might have been a little bit longer, but either way, he is so he is like the most unique leadoff hitter I think this game has ever seen.
Yeah,
he really is. And the fact that he's actually an even better hitter average wise this year is kind of scary, because he's still getting on base at the same clip. Now he's just not giving you as many outs as he was giving you before.
Yeah.
Then you slide down to the next spot. They got a healthy Trey Turner. I don't know if he's 100% healthy. You could tell on a ball that he usually would have scored on from first, him put the brakes on pretty early before being held at third. Harper's doing his thing. Alec Bohm has turned into an RBI machine. They even at the bottom of their lineup, you got guys like Stott at the bottom of that lineup. You had the young catcher fillet 2 baseballs into the outfield yesterday.
Did you just say fillet?
He went four for four last night. I know a couple of them were bloops, but you know, I'll be honest with you. The day that the Padres get their number 9 guy to go 4 for 4 would be nice. So,
hey, Jackson Merrill is number 9 guy, isn't he?
He was a number 9 guy.
That's
He's
true.
Not anymore. This was not a great performance last night. Honestly, I want to go back to Schilt for a minute, because it's probably the most controversial thing to talk about in a short amount of time. But there are certainly times when you'd like to see him look into the camera or look at the reporter and say, you know what, we stunk tonight. But he doesn't want to say that. He doesn't say that. And I really hope it works. I hope that his positive attitude pays dividends in the long run, because what's going to really matter is where they are in October. And he says they're going to be there. Right now, the reality is they're only a half game from a playoff spot. But the other reality is they're only 1.5 games from being 13th best in the National League in a 15-team league. So there's some urgency somewhere.
Why are we talking about playoffs in June right now? Like, it's,
well, that, because I think a lot. Go ahead.
Being a half game out in June makes no difference at all. Like, if we were five games up in the spot right now, it wouldn't matter because the playoffs don't start until October. So I think ultimately, you know, it just seems like we're talking about playoff standings and stuff far too early. It's June, for crying out.
Yeah, but I think the reason a lot of people are pointing this out is because they're trying to make themselves feel better about a slump that's happening with this team right now, and trying to remind themselves that despite everything that's happened here, all the ups, all the downs, recently more downs, that they're still in a pretty livable position. So I just think it's something people are saying to make themselves feel better. I'm trying to remind people that you got to play better pretty soon, because 13th place, which is where the Cubs are right now, is not far away. And, I mean, that's just how contentious the National League is. So
I was going to say that I think people are paying attention a lot to the standings and everything right now, because every time I watch MLB Network, what are we doing? We're checking the wild card standings. So MLB is putting pressure on these sort of races in June. They want people to be talking about
that. I did say that MLB isn't pushing the playoffs.
Pushing their agenda, Tony.
I mean, that's not what I said. I just said, why are we talking about it? Because it doesn't. Unless it's for reasons that Chris just mentioned of keeping yourself, making yourself feel better, or
I do think Chris is worse. Right there. I do.
Depending on how you view it, it ultimately doesn't matter, because the playoffs don't start today, right, or tomorrow or next month. I mean, there are that many games. The focus in terms of the Padres just needs to be on them playing better, you know, ultimately, right? I mean, they didn't have Vasquez got beat up yesterday, you know, 12 hits, 6 runs, something along those lines. He had a rough outing. The Padres in the previous game had another rough start. Dylan Cease, not a guy you typically think of having any, you know, big trouble, but he didn't have his best outing. Padres in that game got themselves in it. They were in it. Then the bullpen had kind of one of their worst performances that they've had in quite a while. And so, you know, you start looking at it and how they've lost these games, you know, in this road trip, at least, outside of the one performance by Matt Waldron, all the starts have been, you know, a little short. 3 2/3, 3 2/3. I think what Vasquez get to 4 1/3 yesterday, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, you're already, you know, and guess what? There's no off days coming to help, you know. So this bullpen is already off to a rough start. You know, the off day we had, I think it was in New York on
Thursday.
So, you know, Waldron gave him a great outing where I think Morty Hohn only threw an inning. But since then, the bullpen is covering, and there is no off day until the following homestand, after the following homestand. And so, you know, if that doesn't get, you know, we don't get a – today, Michael King is it's not going to make his job any easier, but – the Padres are definitely in need of a good start from him, because the bullpen has already had to cover. I haven't put those innings, I haven't done the math yet on the amount of innings they've had to cover in the last three, but it's certainly something you got to watch for.
So, very astute observations, Tony. I just have to say that.
I don't know that they're that astute.
I was actually talking to Chris off the air.
Sounds like you're buttering him up for something.
No, I was talking to Chris off the air as you ended, and I didn't know where to go with it. But we had Michael King on for Friar Friday, and it was a really great interview. He told us a lot of cool stuff. But at the end, I asked him, what's your favorite play as a pitcher that makes you most pumped up? And he told us that if he does indeed hit a batter, he loves to get the double play the next time out, because then he can say that he got the batter and he got the double play.
That's kind of cold. That's a very pitcher-esque answer right there.
Yeah. Very pitcher-esque answer.
Well, let's hope that he doesn't get in a situation where he needs to hit anybody tonight. The Padres don't need to help the Phillies get base runners. I think we know that from the first four meetings. But you're right, Tony. They do have to. It has to start with Michael King tonight. We talked about it yesterday. You're very unlikely to put a bunch of crooked numbers up against a guy like Aaron Nola. So Michael King is going to have to be there. He's going to have to give you six innings at least tonight. Try to get yourself to the back end of this bullpen. Give yourself an opportunity to get Suarez in there and save a ball game and stop this losing streak on the road. I doubt they're going to score a lot of runs tonight. And they probably will score a lot of runs.
I feel like we've been down this path before where we've been like, oh, this pitcher today, this is going to be tough. And then they find a way to like put up about three or four runs. I mean, that's what has made this team, you know, I think frustrating at times, interesting, whatever word you want to use there.
Confounding.
Confounding.
Yes, all of that. Who knows what can happen today? But the numbers would say, based on his history and what we've seen from him, that it also could be a long day in terms of finding offense. So we're going to find out today.
Yes, we will.
Well, Ha-Seong Kim is getting a day off today. Tyler Wade will be in the lineup playing shortstop, batting ninth today. But you're right, Tony, about facing a right-handed pitcher. It's another issue for another day. We've been talking about it almost every time they face a left-handed pitcher. It is absolutely mind-boggling again to me that they can get no more than one or two runs against almost every left-handed pitcher that they face. Yesterday, maybe it wouldn't have mattered too much because, you know, the Phillies were putting runs on the board, but that's an issue that's going to have to get straightened out. I know last time I brought it up, you said, do you have the answer? I certainly don't. Obviously, nobody does because it hasn't really changed, but it's got to be in the back of your mind. You got another lefty tomorrow, so you better make some hay tonight against a righty.
Yeah. I would say so. Ranger Suarez is having a career year for himself. And so the Padres have actually seen both of these guys already. And, you know, maybe that's the thing that, okay, they've seen them once, have a better idea of how it's going to go. But it's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
All right, Tony, we're counting on you and Jesse to somehow make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I am on my way to the bus right now to see if I can whip up some magic here and, get this thing rolling. I'll catch you guys up. I'll catch you guys later.
We don't have to work tomorrow, so we'll talk to you either Thursday. Thursday.
Travel safe, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Should I take us to break then?
Since
I am leaving.
Yeah.
All right. You got more Gwynn and Chris coming your way without Gwynn, at least for the rest of the show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro. The San Diego County Fair, it opened on June 12th, so it is underway and rolling. The Magic of the Midway and live concerts featuring the Kings of Late Night, Jay Leno, Craig Ferguson, Arsenio Hall, all performing live this Friday night, June 21st. Get your tickets now at sdfair.com. Let's go retro. Let's do something really nice for all of you right now. Before I regurgitate one more time what is angering me to no end about Mike Shildt.
Oh, no.
Before that, though, I got a pair of tickets to give away to this Thursday's Padres-Brewers game. Other than Mike Shildt, who loves this team, who wants to go?
Everybody.
I know you guys want to go. The German Heritage Celebration is coming up Thursday. You can purchase a special ticket package that includes a limited edition themed Padres hat. See Padres.com/tickets for details. Or win a pair right here. Padres Brewers game this Thursday. You got to call us. 833-288-0973. I'm not going to give you the trivia question quite yet. Or should I give it to you? I'm trying to figure out how best to do this. I want to get everybody on the line, get a chance to win these tickets. I'll go ahead and give the question now.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to your calls. Just wait online when you call in. I know it's a little confusing.
You're being a weird person today.
Well, it's a little confusing because we're trying to do all this in like one 10-minute segment.
It's true.
So 833-288-0973, chance to win Padre tickets. Today's question, think about it, look it up, do whatever you got to do. Who leads the Padres right now in triples this year? Who leads the Padres right now in triples?
I know.
You do?
I do.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's
unfortunately,
good.
You're not in the running for the tickets.
No. And by the way, I should add that the tickets do not include the hat. The tickets we're giving
you have
away
to buy a special ticket package, yes, to get the limited edition.
We are just giving you entry into the game.
Padres hat.
Yes.
All right. So if you call in and you're on hold and you're listening to the show, stay there. And then we'll give everybody a chance to answer the trivia question in just a minute. But as I go back and forth really as fast as I can here to try and get through this all, does this sound like a guy whose team has lost 8 games in a row on the road? Quote, I have no concern about this club at all. Does this sound like a guy whose team got whipped 9-2 last night and has lost each of the last 3 games by 5 or more runs? Says Mike Shildt, I have complete confidence. Hey, today was really the first game that's gotten away from us almost all season, right? Well, I checked. The Padres have lost 14 games this year by 4 or more runs, including each of their last 3. I don't mind having a positive spin when things are going bad, but I think when you get beyond realistic, then I think you start losing the crowd. You know what I mean?
I do.
I really do. I think people start to tune you out after a while. Now, yeah, it doesn't matter, honestly, whether we all as fans and media tune out. What matters is the players. But in the court of public opinion, I wonder if Mike Shildt isn't losing some people with all of this hey, everything is great talk, when we just don't see everything as being great right now.
I want someone to tell me realities. I want someone to be like, because you can't sit there and say this team's looking good right now, because obviously it's not looking good. They just lost three to the Mets. They lost one to the Phillies. And they might, I mean, who knows what's going to happen the next 2 days. Just tell me, no, my team is not playing great, but we're going to get back to playing great.
We have to play better. Something along those lines would
But don't tell me things are okay, because things are not okay. Yeah. Right now in our
world.
He's
telling me he has no concern about this club at all. Every single person I know that watches this club right now has a concern about it, except apparently Mike Shildt. And I'm just saying, the court of public opinion in the long run doesn't matter, but it kind of matters a little bit. Because you hear all this stuff, it never ends. I know the players have to get the job done, but if the winning doesn't start, the natives are going to get more and more restless.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to hear it. All right, that's all I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say one more thing about Mike Shildt. One more thing to say about Mike Shildt. Where was he this afternoon after I was done with my round of golf?
Oh, why?
Mike Shildt would have said something like this. Chris looked pretty good on those three straight holes that he got double bogeys. You know, and if that one ball hadn't have gone into the lake, he would have been okay and not gotten a nine.
So you need him to follow you around?
I need him to follow me around and meet me, keep me thinking positively out there.
Well, you know what?
Like when I get three straight double bogeys, I think that's bad golf. Mike Shildt might think otherwise.
It depends on if you're playing bogey golf or not. Right. We'll have to
get out of
that. No, but Mike Shildt
mode.
Is the perfect person to follow you around on the golf course.
He'd have me feeling terrific about my 29 over par performance today out there.
And I want to dispel some rumors. We got someone saying that you're on the ledge. In this case, Chris is not on the ledge. Chris is with a lot of people.
I feel like I'm on the ledge here. I'm just reading what I'm seeing. They got whooped last night. They got whooped bad on Sunday. They got whooped pretty good on Saturday. Eight in a row is eight in a row. Don't tell me you have no concern. All right, let's give the tickets away. I gave you the question.
Yes.
We got six callers online.
Yes.
I imagine all six probably know the answer to the question.
I would hope so.
Which was, who leads the Padres in triples right now? I'm going to now roll the famous Gwynn and Chris dice.
I've become to hate this die.
You love the die.
I hate it.
You'll hear it. That's the sound of it.
He feels so good about it.
I love this. So there's six lines, so the die will land one through six. Whatever line it is going to have the first shot at the tickets. Line five.
Line five.
It's ringing.
Oh, no. That's a good thing for this person.
All right.
All right, I'm going to put them on hold. Your phone number has 8072 in it.
Yeah. Who is this? Hello. We don't have your name.
Hello?
We're taking you live on the air.
Yes, you're live on Swear.
Larry, what do you got? Who's leading the team in triples right now?
Jake Cronenworth.
Ooh, no, not correct.
Not correct. Unfortunately,
he had the first shot, but he did not take advantage of it.
That would have been a good guess last year.
Next, line two, Bryce and Escondido.
Bryce,
you got a shot at the Padre tickets. Who's leading the team in triples?
Ha-Seong Kim.
Correct.
Ha-Seong Kim.
Very good. He's got three triples. Bryce,
I'm
stay on the
line. I'm also a big Scraby fan. I wanted to shout Scraby out. Scraby, you're the man.
Oh, thank you, Bryce.
You're no longer eligible for the prize.
You already won the tickets. You don't need to say any.
As a Scraby fan, you are no longer eligible for the prize.
Oh, dang it.
Bryce, stay online. Good job. You'll go to see the Brewers and Padres on Thursday.
All right, now that we got that out of the way
We got that out of the way.
A question on the chat, which I think is...
You want me to answer?
Yes.
All right.
Do you, and I'm not asking for any names, but do you see someone doing a better job managing this team right now?
Oh, I'm not asking for the removal
of
Mike Shildt in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think you are. You just want him to acknowledge that things are not good right now.
I would like a little acknowledgement of that, yes. That's what I'm after.
That's fair enough.
That's all I think. I don't think I'm being unfair. I understand being, upbeat when things aren't great. Somebody's got to remain upbeat. Might as well be your manager. But I think you're losing
the fans?
Yeah. I think you're losing some of them. I think a lot of us are like, man, I just don't buy this guy anymore.
I'm not like that. I'm a day-to-day person to begin with. I've told Chris I've changed my philosophy on the season. Now, today, my philosophy on the rest of the season is I'm not going to care about the record until August 1st.
If they end up in the playoffs like he says they're going to, that's great.
And he'll be right.
And he'll be
right. Shouldn't have freaked out.
But he could have said during the ride that we've had some struggles. You know, he also said after the game last night, this league is based on pitching. We have a good offense. Statistically, they have one of the best batting averages in baseball, if not the best, right? It was the other day. As of the last couple of days. I don't know where it is this morning. But, you know, we've ground this into the dirt about how they can't score runs against left-handed pitching. And once again, they were shut down last night. It's 21 straight games that left-handers have started that the Padres have done nothing on offense. They've scored a total of 23 earned runs in those 21 games. That's not a good offense.
No.
That's a big problem.
It is a huge problem.
Needs to be acknowledged somewhere. If you're not going to acknowledge it publicly, I hope somebody's acknowledging it privately and trying to figure out a way to change it.
You should just see the conspiracies on the chat right now.
No,
it's the only way to explain how this has all gone, Chris, over the past few years.
I don't have any time for everything, unfortunately, today. We will have a chance on Thursday. We're off tomorrow. Thursday, hopefully they'll have a couple of wins under their belt and there'll be a little different.
Please.
It'll be a little different feel to all of this. But if they lose two more, it's only going to be worse on Thursday. So either way, make sure you join us for a full 3-hour show at 2 o'clock on Thursday. We also have the Padre Roundtable Thursday. One other thing to add on the Padres. We mentioned in the open that Tyler Wade is in for Ha-Seong Kim tonight. We did not mention that David Peralta is in for Fernando Tatis Jr. tonight.
There's already so much negative. We couldn't handle any more negative.
So Fernando is sitting out the game tonight. Is he hurt? Is he resting?
Anything. I haven't seen. Yeah, that's probably the
case. If he is resting, why is he resting? They have lost 8 straight road games. They're playing one of the best teams in baseball. Sam Levitt will have that answer and more
in the
Padre pregame show, which is coming up next. Bryce, stay on the line. We'll get to you right after the show's over. You got the Padre tickets. Thanks for joining us. Got as much jammed in there as we could. Padre pregame, Padre baseball ahead for Tony, Scraby, Chris. Out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.